We're talking about things travelling. Really interesting study done this week in the journal Nature by a guy called Robert Weinberg and his colleagues. They're at MIT, and they've been looking at how cancer spreads around the body. And in particular, they were focusing on something called microRNA. These are tiny sequences of genetic material that crop up inside the nucleus of every cell. So our cells have DNA, which contains our genes, and then there's these additional pieces of genetic material which are used, we think, to regulate the activity of our genes. And this group wanted to know how they affect the behaviour of cancers. So they compared cancers and normal tissue, and they also looked at cancers which had spread, metastasized around the body, and cancers that hadn't spread. And they were looking specifically at the levels of 29 different microRNAs. And one of them, one called microRNA 10B, was at very high levels in the cancers that had spread, but not in the ones that hadn't. And they thought, that's very interesting, I wonder what role this might play. So they did some experiments where they increased the level of this microRNA in cancer cells that they then injected into mice, and they found that it made the cancer spread very fast around the mouse body. And so then they said, well, this obviously has a role to play. Which genes could it be affecting? So they used a computer program to look for potential genetic targets that this microRNA might be switching on or off. And they found one. And it's a gene called HOXD10. And this is a clever gene because it acts a bit like a cellular handbrake. It locks cells in position and stops them going AWOL. And what they found is that during development, when the embryo is putting itself together, you want cells to be able to move around. So you make this microRNA, which turns off this cellular handbrake and lets cells wander around, because you want cells to be able to find their way to the right places during development. But when you become an adult, you want to fix the cells. So the microRNA gets turned off, HOXD10, this gene, turns on, locks the cells in position, everyone's happy. But the problem is, when you get a cancer, it switches this gene back on again. And this starts to make the cells more mobile, and this is how they think you begin to make them metastasize. And so this is a very important target, because we might be able to make a drug that could block this and stop the cells moving.
So do we have any progress towards that? Or is this really the first stage in understanding it, and then maybe later we can develop some treatments kind of from that?
Well, it suggests that if you either increase the level of the HOXD10 gene, which is your cellular handbrake, or switch down the level of this microRNA 10B, you might be able to stop cells moving. And so that's going to be a really exciting area of research, I think, pretty soon.
Excellent. Sounds very promising indeed.